Hi guys, it's your host Matilda
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Amibor Interludes. Hi y'all, welcome back to the final episode of this season.
Tears upon me iris. I always say that, but it's never really tears in my eyes for real.
I'm screaming. Hadiza is missing in action today because she's really busy, but she sends her regards, I guess. And we're just going to wrap this season up really with an Amibor interlude. On a lighter note, last week was very, very interesting. We've gotten a lot of feedback from that episode. Like, a lot of people were as confused as we were as well and had like as many questions as we did. But we're hoping maybe sometime in the future we can answer some of those questions that you guys have. So maybe we'll go over that. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll have like a person from like a different, Derek said it's not a religion, but like a different like spiritual system, and then we can have that conversation there. But for now, we're just here to, you know, talk about our weeks and, you know, just send good vibes before we ghost you guys for like 6 months. But no, it's nice because like this is a scheduled ghosting. So it's not really ghosting. If you tell someone you are leaving,
then it's not really ghosting.
And you'll be back, it's not really ghosting. Exactly.
Exactly.
So we're leaving for at least 6 months, or maybe less, maybe not. But like our regular scheduled stuff. Because you know, once in a while, Nigeria does mad things that force us out of our hiatus. We might be back. True. We might drop. I had an idea for like, you know, dropping our like really old episodes again and like maybe doing reactions with other people. Like we would listen to it then 5 minutes before the episode. We would like, you know, talk about if our opinions have changed and stuff, and then post the episode so you guys can really get a taste for our old episodes while we're gone. Because guys, we actually have over 100 episodes and I feel like
they're
very new people. Yeah, to our stuff. It might not be the same like crisp quality, wink wink.
last will be alright.
But you hear us, and I think that's all that matters. But yeah, 6 months is a long time, yo. But how has your week been, Imama?
It's actually just been so busy. Yeah, like that's the only word I can describe it. It's been busy. I'm trying to find like a balance between, it's actually crazy because this is actually the busiest time in my school, but I'm actually trying to see if I can find a balance between like school and life, because I want to like really kind of get back to the gym and just get back to like reading like novels. Like last year, I didn't finish one novel last year.
Damn.
Like I didn't finish one. So I'm just like, this is not on brand. I do not like this behavior. So I'm trying to find like a balance between like just school and life and see if I can maybe just like, you know, read more and like just like work out more while doing school. So we'll see, Sha. We'll get there eventually. But yeah, it's just been super, super busy and cold. But I haven't really gone out much, so I haven't really experienced that. But yeah, what have you, Sha? How's your last week? How's your last week been?
It's also been good. My birthday is in a week.
Oh my gosh, that is so true. Your birthday is in a week.
Yeah, and I'm turning... You know how they say like women don't reveal their age,
please,
but I beg.
Don't stress me.
No, I'm like, I beg. I'm turning 25. And to be very honest, like I wanted to rant about this thing, but I don't feel like it's rantable because some people might roll their eyes and be like, Guy, are you the first? But I don't know why. Like, I think I've been getting anxiety bouts. Just
about
thinking,
turning 25?
Yeah, because the proximity to 30 is crazy for me. I still feel like 20. So I don't know why my age is increasing like this.
I'm screaming. You know what? I think it's because of the pandemic. Like the pandemic definitely took like 2 years. So it's like technically you're 23.
I'm 23.
When you think about it.
I'm 23 life years because literally I closed my eyes and I remember I turned 23 right before the pandemic started and we had this huge sleepover thing and celebration.
Oh yeah, that's true. I remember.
It was the last hurrah before they shut everything down. And then I closed my eyes and I'm like 25 and I I thought like that year we had so many like travel plans.
That is so true. Oh you my know? Gosh, we did.
I think that's what I'm actually mourning, because it's like, I want to be more stable and stuff in my 30s and like, you know, be in one place, buy a house, like settle down. So I really planned that like my 20s was going to be like traveling and like, you know, experiencing and meeting new people. And that's what I had planned.
I mean, but
and
it's not too late though. Like you still have 5 years.
I know, but like we also don't know when the pandemic is ending.
No, so the pandemic has ended. Please, it has ended.
Okay, I see you are in denial.
I mean, technically we can travel, we can do lots of things, but that Ibaba, we couldn't do in stress. The pandemic.
Ibaba, we're still in the pandemic. I'll just say that again. But
I'm not in the pandemic with you people. You people are still in the pandemic. Me, I finished.
Okay. I think for me, like traveling this time, it wasn't so bad. But for example, before we left, it was so stressful because like the laws are changing every second. You have to pay for a COVID test before you leave. Yeah. You pay for a COVID test when you arrive. And it just adds more cost than you really want to be spending and stuff. I have travel plans this year, honestly. Like I'm meant to go to Dubai.
When?
You know they say, I'll tell you after. They say don't let your
enemy. It's okay. You edit it out.
And the thing is, like I told you, I have an 8-hour layover in New York, so I'm going to go see a one of those places. I'm going to see Chicago on Broadway.
Gosh, you're living my life.
I'm screaming.
You're actually living my life. But then
I've also started having this thingy. What they call it?
Like anxiety.
Quarter life crisis.
Why are you having quarter life crisis?
Like, no, because I'm also now like, okay, now I have plans, but then we also had plans before COVID.
Okay,
struck.
Okay, no, oh my gosh. I feel that though, because it's like, for instance, one of my friends is actually having like, you know, a birthday thing. And like, you know, it's meant to be like a cruise essentially. Mm-hmm. And I'm planning on going, hopefully, by the grace of God, I do plan on going. But like, I can't lie, like, I literally was like, getting to be scared. I was like, oh my gosh, like, the way the laws, like you said, like, you know, with the laws, were changing and stuff like that, like, you know, what if they decide to change the laws again and like something that happens. And you know how with cruises, like that one, it's like if they say you cannot dock your ship, you're literally on the ocean. So I was like, okay, like what did that say, we can't dock? Like I literally was actually scared. But I was talking to a couple friends and they were like, honestly, I think in the part of the pandemic that we're in, I highly doubt that they're going to lock down nations like that.
Imama, that's like, what we said before Omicron.
Okay, no, but see, think about it though. Omicron, they literally locked down places for like, what, 2 weeks and they lifted it.
But if you had like travel plans, a lot of people couldn't do what they wanted to do. I mean, maybe they did eventually, but it just messes things up.
Do you get what I mean? It messes things up. No, I mean, I fully agree with you. It definitely does mess things up. But I think we are in a point where there's more stability than like there has been in the last 2 years. Like, yes, there's still like, you know, I understand like, you know, still being like anxious about like, you know, plans changing and like the government's like moving mad or whatever it is. I understand that. But I think ultimately there's like more stability in such a way that even if something does happen, it's a thing that like, you know, would be reversed or like fixed like shortly, as opposed to before where we'd like there was literally no end in sight. Like before, they would literally say 2 weeks and the 2 weeks lasted for like 6 months. So I think now there's like more end in sight, even though it's still upsetting and like, you know, anxiety provoking, but there's more end in sight now than I feel like there has ever been in the last 2 years.
Well, we'll see. I guess we'll see. Like this happened last time, like right before the pandemic started or something like that. We took a break and then we came back and we're like, oh guys, we're in a pandemic. So I really hope we come back in 6 months and like it's actual good news. But yeah.
Same.
I don't know if you've seen it. I think it's broken the internet, to be honest. So I don't know if you haven't heard of this, you're under a rock. But Rihanna is pregnant.
Oh my gosh, I saw it. And I think like, wait, first of all, how'd you feel?
I don't know. I didn't feel anything because there were always rumors about her being pregnant. And like, I just felt like it was going to happen one of these days. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I wasn't as surprised as everyone was. I don't know.
I wasn't as surprised or anything. Like, I mean, I was like, oh my God. I was actually like, oh my gosh, this is cool. But I wasn't like dying or anything. But I think like for me, what was wild is the person that decided to get pregnant with. But also, obviously, that's her choice and that's her life. But no, like, one, I have a theory.
Why does everyone hate him?
Because he, okay, I don't know. You know, people can change and people can grow in this life. But based off of previous impressions that I've had of him, I don't know, first of all, I don't know any of his songs. And second of all, like, he was literally colorist. He literally said that black girls could not wear ruby wool. And, like, he literally, I don't know, he's made some, like, anti-black, like,
but that colorist, was, like, years like, ago, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, people can grow and people can change. But, like, my thing is that he never, ever came back to take back the statements.
That makes sense.
Exactly. So I'm just saying, I mean, honestly, he really actually might not be that person anymore. I mean, what's my business? Like, I don't know him personally. I don't have any feelings towards him because I don't know him personally. And maybe he has truly changed, but I'm just like, bro. But I have a theory. My theory is that Rihanna chose him to have kids with. It's not a thing that, like, you know, that they fell in love with him, she had kids with him. Mm-hmm. My theory is that she chose him to have kids with him because he's, like, one of the finest. Like, he's like a beautiful black man. Do you get? Like, he's not like handsome. Like, he has like a fineness to him. Like, I'm not saying experience.
It was,
but he's
more
like
of
fine.
A sperm donor kind of.
Exactly. I was trying to say it politely, but I think that's my theory. Like, my theory is that, like, you know, Rihanna is like beautiful. Issa Rae is beautiful as well. So she wanted, like, you know, a man that will match her genes such that together they'll make a super baby. That's what I think.
Like, not super baby. I heard, like, that's someone was like, they're absolutely going to have the most gorgeous child.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, but I mean, she looks happy. I don't know. It's just funny looks, that
I mean,
every
I'm
single
I'm sure
person,
she's happy. I'm sure she's happy.
No, I mean, like, not just about the kid. I mean, like, happy with him.
But how do we know that? We've only seen her with the kid and him.
No, before they got pregnant and stuff, before she got pregnant, I hear when people say, we are pregnant, excuse me.
But I mean, they're pregnant now.
Who's carrying the baby?
I mean, yes, but who donated the stuff to make
I beg, I beg, I beg. Who is pregnant? She's pregnant. Anyways, but they were photographed everywhere, like together in New York and stuff. They were always like going out laughing.
And I say, I can't lie, I avoided our content.
Screaming selective memory.
Exactly. Like, honestly, I mean, like I said, I don't know him personally and he probably has changed and is a better person, but I just stick to my theory that I think that this is why she chose to have a child with this man. But yeah,
it's so funny though, because, you know, later last year there were rumors that she was pregnant. She literally denied it and everybody was like, oh, all these people that are always making up fake news, this babe was pregnant.
It's giving very like African auntie, like very like African mommy. Because I feel like other celebrities would have just like kept quiet, but she actually did. She said no. She said, oh my, I think she, what she said, I think she said, why are you guys like, oh my God, I think she said like fertilizing
like,
always, you or something.
I think they always, she was saying like they always say she's pregnant like every single
exactly.
time. Trying to like gas. Rihanna was gaslighting us.
I'm screaming. She knew what she was doing. Honestly, I'm happy that she's happy, Sham.
Yeah, ultimately. She's a billionaire, so like, the kid is going to have like everything. But all our like, all these stars we grew up watching that were young and stuff then are all having like kids now. I just feel like
I know.
Aged. Nicki Minaj,
like, so, I mean, low key though, we are getting older. I feel like every single time we get on a call, we have this
we have this exact
have
same
this
conversation
epiphany.
We're like, we're
yeah,
aging,
we're
but it's like
older.
Quite obvious. Yeah,
it really is.
Anyways, I saw you tweet about this thing. Mm-hmm. I thought you could shed more light to this secure the tribe thing, because I think you were on the spaces, weren't you?
Oh my gosh, unfortunately.
How did they say it? You were in the space? Did
yeah,
they say
I
that?
Was in the space, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So you were on the spaces.
Shut up. Feel like these days there's just so much that I feel the internet is moving so fast that if
it
I don't catch up with stuff, like literally I get left behind. Like this Wordle thing that everyone's been doing.
Oh my gosh, I'm addicted. It's so much fun. And I currently have a streak. I'm so excited. I hope I don't lose it. Hey God, now that I've said it, my enemies.
But it's so weird because I literally closed my eyes and opened it, and literally everybody was posting their word of stuff. And I was like, who announced this? Where did this come
she
from?
Said,
like,
who announced this?
I seriously don't know where things in the internet come from. They just happen overnight, and then all of a sudden everyone's doing it.
They actually do happen overnight. Like, you're not even wrong.
I have anti tendencies, Imama.
It's okay. I mean, last there has been anti in the group. It just so happens that it's you.
Have anti-tendencies because I actually don't care. Like, I don't care to hop onto these new things sometimes, but I'm going to get left behind, and before you know it, I'm going to be my mom.
And I say, it's okay, embrace your truth.
I'm going to be
it's
saying
good, like
the what's up.
I'm actually screaming. You know what? As long as you can embrace it early, I think the greatest thing is self-awareness. And since you're aware, then you can know how to combat it.
Oh god. Yeah.
Honestly.
But back to the secure the tribe stuff.
That was like the worst. I mean, first of all, I don't even know why I was there. Actually, I was on it because, like, I don't even know. So,
could you give us a background so that we can actually understand for people that didn't join?
But it's Black History Month, man. I don't know if I want to bring this energy into Black History Month.
No, let's have the conversation, Imama. These are, as they say, important conversations, and we're called Africa Lipso.
It's just that you're looking for, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I would say, so essentially, it was started by these people that are like part of like FBAs, ADAs, and.
What's FBA?
Thank you for asking.
First Black
FBA.
Associate.
No. FBA, Foundational Black Americans.
Okay.
ADOS. You know what ADOS is, though?
African descendants of slaves.
Yeah, exactly. So African descendants of slaves. I know this is sort of the name that they used to refer to themselves. Indigenous Black Americans.
Okay.
I think there might be another name, but I'm not fully sure. But I think those were the three that they were using to refer to themselves. So FBAs, ADOs, and Indigenous Black Americans.
Okay.
So it was people from those groups that had started the space. And the question that they had posed was, how does immigration benefit Black Americans? Okay. Or Black people or whatever. That was the question that they had posed. So
when they say Black people, they mean Black Americans though, right?
They mean Black Americans, exactly, yes. That was the question that they were asking. I guess they weren't just referring to, like, African immigrants. They were referring to, like, immigrants in America, Shad. They were just like, how does immigration help Black Americans? That they feel like, you know, that people are literally just migrating into America. And thank you. Migrating into America. And it's not helping them. And, like, you know, like, they're just, like, in fact, if anything, they're even suffering from the migration.
I'm so sorry. Like, is this not, like, the far-right argument?
Matilda, I literally said, it's giving Make America Black Again. Like, I don't know, but it's giving, like... I literally was like, this is ridiculous. And oh my gosh. And then it now like turned into a thing where they were experiencing so much xenophobia. Like they kind of now started focusing on like Africans immigrated and saying how like, you know, we're taking their jobs, how like literally they are the real Black people, that we are not the real Black people and they're
what
the real Black
mean?
People. And they were saying how, I don't know, I can ask Tariq and Mel that do that in this I don't know. And then, oh my gosh, they said, and that space went on for, I'm not exaggerating. I know I exaggerate a lot, but I'm literally not exaggerating right now. That's what went on for over 12 hours.
Oh my
over
God.
Over 12 hours of them spewing xenophobic rubbish. And what would happen is Africans would come on stage, like African Americans, like not even just like Africans in Nigeria or Africans in Kenya, whatever, like African Americans who had moved, who had like migrated to the States, or who their parents had migrated, that were born and raised there, or who their grandparents had migrated, that were born and raised there, would come on stage and explain to these people why we are migrating and how like we are still having the Black experience in America, because the white man is still going to ask you, are you from Africa
or are you
an
Black
ADOS?
American, yeah.
Before they shoot you, they literally don't see you as African or ADOS before they like, you know, shoot you or like, or are racist towards you. Mm-hmm. they see that you're Black and like you experience the same racism, whatever, and they were literally trying to twist them how imperialism, like, you know, from America, and how like colonization are things that are making Africans immigrate. Like, do they think that we want to leave our comfortable as countries to come to like a land that we are ultimately going to be ousted? And yeah, so like literally so many people came on stage to try to educate these people and explain to them why people are immigrating and how like us immigrating, even though it might not necessarily benefit them, how it also does not
take away them. From them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, put them at a disadvantage. Exactly. So, oh my gosh, so many people came on stage, but literally, once they were putting them off, like, off their mic, exactly, like, turn off their mic, or they'll be like, okay, but you've not answered the question. How does immigration, like, you know, help Black people? I'm like, the fact that you people are even centering yourself in this conversation, trying to make it a thing that it's like, why should us immigrating help you guys? That's the first question. Like, our immigration is about us. Like, we're trying to better our lives. So why are you centering yourself in this conversation? Do you get? Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what, like, people were, like, asking. They were, like, you know, like, this thing doesn't make any sense because you guys are, like, being, if anything, like, selfish, like, naive. Oh, my gosh, the entire space was just, it was so, like, it was so problematic. And I feel like the worst part was that it was really and truly focused on, like, Africans. And obviously, the only places that I knew was Nigeria and Ghana. So, after Nigeria and Ghana, they know that they're an African country. So, they literally always kept, like, you know, referencing, like, Nigeria and Ghana. And obviously, like, nobody is saying, oh, and then they'll now say things like, oh, like, you know, Africans, like, you know, we worship white people. I mean, you're not wrong. But, like, it's not all Africans. Like, it's not, like, obviously, it's not all Africans. And, like, they'll say things like, oh, we'll come there and we'll now, like, you know, start, like, praising white people. We will get into spaces and start, like, you know, uplifting white people. And we're like, that is not, I mean, yes, don't get me wrong. They're definitely, like, if, like, they're definitely a few Africans that move mad. The same way there are a few African Americans that move mad as well. And it's like, I don't think the majority of Africans that me have seen, oh, that immigrates, like, I don't think they start automatically, like, you know, praising white people, jiggets. I don't think they think that they get to spaces and they start saying, oh, like, you know, hallelujah to the white man. No, like, I feel like they were just experiencing, like, so much xenophobia. It was so terrible. Like, that entire space was a mess. And it went on for such a long time. And they were saying how, oh, they don't have jobs and how we're taking their jobs. And, honestly, it was so foolish.
Don't you think, first of all, this conversation, like, Africans versus Black Americans, it's getting so old and so tiring.
Oh my gosh. Sorry to cut you, but the worst part, there were white people in the room. Hey, I almost fainted when I saw them. I almost fainted. I was like, if we have this question, like, can't we keep our shit to ourselves?
Shame inside, like, the house.
If we have this conversation, do you get?
Not
if
the white conversations with only watching Black us people, smiling as our house is burning.
I'm sure they were giggling in their houses. I'm sure they were giggling. Like, I, they just won. Know. Because I'm like, nah, honestly, the real winners in this entire thing is actually the white man.
I swear.
It's actually the white man, because, like, what? Like, not us in our houses talking about how Black people are literally not benefiting Black people, and the white man is listening and laughing. Well, all of this is literally the white man's fault.
But I honestly think it's also partly our, not our fault or anything, but I think to an extent, because we get so triggered in this generation and stuff, I think that's why those voices were being amplified. For example, I am pretty sure that it's not all African Americans that think that way. So I feel like it's because they started spewing whatever and then we amplified it and we started, you know, trending it and everything and giving them, I feel like, more of a platform and mm-hmm. stuff. And I'm not saying don't go on and try to educate them and stuff, but I just feel like there's a certain level of ignorance that you spew that, to be honest, it's not that you don't know better. It's just that you actually want to spew ignorance. So I feel like people coming up and trying to, like, reason with them and stuff like that is unproductive personally. Like, for example, I think MI joined the group and also was trying to, like, lick their ass and stuff like that, and, like, people,
oh my gosh, MI was so embarrassing. I actually had to hide my face. I was ashamed for him. Like, I literally was actually ashamed for him, because he literally came on and he was like, and, you know, like, he was like, brother, like, he was talking to Tariq, which is, like, one of the FBA guys. He was like, I would like to learn from you as you learn from me. And, like,
no,
you know,
but there's, he was, I, like, understand, oh, what, like, he was trying to do. I just feel,
I don't understand.
Like,
I'm so sorry.
No, mm-hmm. I understand, because, like, for example, it's that, like, Martin Luther King versus, like, Malcolm X's, like, approach to, you know.
No, but Martin, like, he wasn't educating
him. What I'm trying to say, he was, Imama, I actually listened to the voice thing. He was trying to explain.
I know
he had
Imama, education.
I listened to the voice notes. He said, because MI also went to, like, lived in the US for a while or something like that. So he was trying to explain. Wait, Imama. He was trying to explain that he also was faced with, like, a lot of Black-related issues when he lived there and stuff like that. I think he was going for this like kumbaya kind of like.
Oh yeah, thing. He definitely was going for kumbaya.
But it's like you. I rather you actually just keep. This is personally. I rather you actually just keep quiet than come with kumbaya when people are spewing ignorance and stuff like that. It's exactly. unproductive. I think it's kind of like affirming them. In a way, so yes, I just feel exactly. like it did more harm than good. But I see where he was trying to come from. Like even today, for example, he was still like acting. Tariq saying
Tariq, he literally have, was like, I, "Oh, they should have a space where they educate each." I mean, what did he say again? He was like, "They should have it.
They should space. Have another space again." That the brother, they should. I'm just like, oh, this is someone that literally. Anyways, I don't know what he's trying to achieve there and everything, but I think it was just so funny that people were coming for MI.
I was embarrassed for him. Like, I literally saw it and I was just like, what's going on? Because I was also on the space when he came on. And like, I mean, nobody is saying you have to insult me. Because for instance, like this girl, this lady, Kilichi, I believe that's her name. She's actually in the UK. So she actually came on and she was actively explaining to them, like actually breaking things down. But the thing is that they were not trying to understand if their goal was to understand.
That's what I mean. That's why I don't understand why Africans were giving them the audience. Do you get what I mean?
I think so. I think at first we definitely thought like that they were trying to even understand what we're saying. Mm-hmm. I think that's how we started. Like, we thought they were trying to understand. And like the people, like so people that joined in on the later before it ended, like when it was kind of getting towards the end, they had just woken up from sleep. So it was like the Nigerians and the people in the UK. So I guess like they weren't there from the earlier end. Because if you literally were there like earlier, nowhere this person started, maybe like 5 hours in, you would have already clocked that these people are not trying to understand. People would get learn. On explain yeah. stuff to them exactly, and they would just not like they literally would just like literally ignore it. So we already knew from the jump that literally these people are not trying to understand. But it's when the Nigerians and people in the UK woke up later in the day, which is insane because literally, can you imagine? People went to sleep and woke up, and it's just still going on.
And it was still
but
there.
Anyways, yeah. when they woke up later in the day. That's when they now came on and tried to explain to them again what people earlier were saying. And I guess like even this Kilichi girl was saying so eloquently. Everything said made so much sense, but literally they were not trying to understand. Like they were just like literally glazing over every single thing she was saying. They were like, so why don't you go and fix your own country so you can go back? I was just like, do you not understand the way colonization and imperialism works? Like literally you people, you Black Americans are even part of the issue. I mean, obviously we would not throw you guys under the bus because we know you people are also facing your own things there. But ultimately there is the American imperialism that is also causing issues in Africa as well. There's all these things that are affecting Africa. So it's like, it's not just I don't know if this is Buhari's fault because if Nigeria was a sensible place now, would we actually be facing this insult?
Would we be coming
no.
to shout at Tariq or on Twitter?
At Tariq and Mel, no, we would not. So last, at the end of the day, I can't even say myself, it's actually Buhari's fault. And that's just where I would be.
I think it's just coming to an acceptance that this exists. Like there is a misunderstanding between like on the general sense of it, but then I feel like it's not everybody that holds this opinion. So we don't have to amplify voices of division. We can just you know, just day your day, make everybody day their day and
make
continue
my day,
doing.
Exactly. Because it's definitely not all African Americans that feel this way. It's like just like a specific group, like the Foundation of Black Americans, the ADOs, the Indigenous Black Americans. Oh my gosh, they were even saying that they are the Indigenous people, not the Indians. I was like,
I'm screaming. Yeah, when they say things like that, like how can you take them serious? These are like facts, like facts that we all know. Like, so like,
I don't understand. Like, okay.
Shasha, last, it's all right. And there's nothing we can actually do about it. So let's just day a day. So yeah, but for now let's move on to our question of the week and wrap up this season.
Sounds sketchy.
All right, so this one is titled "Am I wrong for asking her to learn how to cook?"
Screaming. Okay. Well, wait, before you start, I just want to say that I feel like they've actually tied Nigerians' men destinies to food. Personally, I just
must
feel like
be.
That
must
because
be.
The way this cooking conversation comes up. Every single time. Like, you actually have to wonder what they were doing when they lived alone. Or, like...
But a lot of them, like, if you live in Nigeria... Okay, first of all, if you live in Nigeria, food is, like, cheap to buy out. So, that's not a problem.
So, why can't they continue buying it out?
Do you know, like, sometimes when people are in uni, like, I know so many guys that don't really know how to cook, even when we were going to uni, and, like, they would just find a way to get food. I don't know how to explain, but, like, sometimes they will have people, like, girls cooking for them. I'm just like, this is not what your parents sent you to uni to do. But you know what? No judgment here.
I'm judging. My friend doesn't, but me, I'm judging. But Sarah, please proceed with the question.
Scream. Okay, so I have been dating my girlfriend for 1 year now. She's not a pro in cooking. She's beautiful and all, and she is a feminist.
Okay.
What's Nigerian guys say feminist? What's Nigerian guys say feminist? There can never be a positive thing.
There can
to
never
follow.
Be a positive thing. Lie.
Okay. But I never thought it was like how it was. Our relationship is getting serious, so I asked her to learn how to cook. And she told me I should learn how to cook too.
No, fair. Very valid response.
Fair. I thought she was joking at first until she started saying a lot more that I should learn to cook. Why can't ladies separate feminist from relationship? Like how? Am I wrong? Yes.
Yes. Like, I feel like I have so many questions. Like, I don't understand. I feel like, well, this is actually the thing. Men, okay, before they say that I'm coming from it, but men do this thing where it's like, you meet a woman a specific way. You like her that way because, let's say, she was independent. She was girl bossing. She was doing all these things. When you met her, surely you knew that she... I mean, you've been dating for a year. So you knew that she didn't know how to cook.
I've seen a trend. Remember the episode we did 2 weeks ago?
It was the same thing.
If every time they say, but we are getting serious.
Exactly.
Whatever that seriousness is where things change.
Don't be getting serious. Just stop getting serious.
Just keep joking.
Exactly. Keep joking, because clearly joking is the only way that we can move forward. Because literally, you meet the person, you see them a specific way, you like them that way. And you understand what comes with the person at that age. At that state. But then suddenly, when people now start getting serious, or a year in, you now wanted to go and learn how to cook. What's the cooking was ever in their life's mission now? What will now happen? They will now change their whole life's mission because of you. Nah, this is actually... Like,
I feel like it's a year, though. It's not too late to break up. Personally.
Ouch.
It's not. What? Why? I'm crying. Oh, I'm sorry. But it's not. I mean, if they ask you to start cooking, and you're just not meant to be. What does he mean? Why can't they separate feminism from relationship?
What does that actually mean, to be honest?
I don't know.
I need him to break it down to us.
How does one separate feminism from a relationship?
Like, this is basically a way
of So in
of
the relationship,
being,
forget that you are equal.
You are a feminist. You said in the relationship... Maybe we need a case study on this one.
We do...
But how to separate feminism from relationships,
bruh. I think this is a lot of the questions we've been seeing recently, but I just want better for my girls.
Honestly.
I feel like there are sensible guys, but I just feel like because Nigerian society is so like patriarchal, I guess it's this way. And you would think that with our generation, like things are changing, but I think it's changing on some parts, but then on other parts, people just want to do what their parents did, in quotes. And
exactly.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, I think so too. I also feel like a lot of like Nigerian men also support feminism like outwardly, like oh, feminism is great for the society, yeah, but in my house no. I'm not joking, I really do think a lot of Nigerian men are like that. Like, the more and more I talk to like Nigerian men, or just like if we see questions like this, because I mean clearly from what he said, it looks like he doesn't have a problem with feminism, like
until it affects
his relationship. And like literally just talking and like seeing posts and stuff, it's actually like that where a lot of Nigerian men, like, you know what, in the workplace, in the FGM matters, in the, like, you know, all these things, feminism is great and it's all well and dandy, but like in my house, let there be no feminism.
Oh my gosh, that is so true.
Yeah.
Wait, now that I'm actually thinking about it, seriously, like, even the wokest of your friends.
Exactly. Yep.
And I don't even think that's a Nigerian thing. I think it's a general men thing. I feel like And I kind of understand it to an extent, because I feel like at some point, like when you have a specific privilege, like you can even explain it with like Black people and white people, for example. White people can say like they're allies and everything, but if you come for anything that affects them, they're not about like, that.
This allyship is getting come out.
I don't know about that. Yeah. But I think to an extent, it means relinquishing some
power.
Power.
Nobody's ever really ready to do that.
If you were a man, though, like, would you be comfortable? I'm just asking. I don't know. I guess there's no way for you to actually know. But if you were a guy, I don't know. Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I definitely think that it would be hard. But I think, like, I mean, I'm not even saying it's the easiest thing to do, because I think about it. This is like generations. It's literally like, it's the way your father was raised, your father's father was raised, they have passed it down to you. Every single thing around you has told you that this is the way it should be. So it's not really a thing where it's like you just woke up one morning and it's here to be. It's like literally every single thing around you has instilled in you that this is the right way.
Right way.
So
yeah.
I mean, I think it definitely will be very hard to like let that go, but I think it's needed though. I mean, that's why they keep saying unlearning and relearning. And nobody's saying like it's an easy journey, but like those things are hard, but like they're things that they need to happen for actual like progress.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's where we ended the season, you guys. Please carry equality into your lives. Unlearn and relearn, as Imama said.
Yeah.
I hope you guys all stay well. I'm really going to miss this. I love podcasting, Imama. But like, it's also really hard. Like, you guys need to know, like, a lot of work goes into this. And like, you know, sometimes we need to kind of reconvene so that we can bring out the best of ourselves when we are here. So don't forget us, like, listen to our old episodes. Follow us at Africalypso Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Maybe we're going to try to, not maybe, we are going to try to, like, you know, keep you guys in the loop as we're off and stuff like that. We might pop in and pop out and stuff. So follow us on our social media, keep up with us and keep interacting with us and stuff like that. But we will be back. We love doing this and we love our community, and we hope you guys keep well, stay COVID free, stay healthy, and
get your PVCs.
Get your PVC if you're in Nigeria. If you're passing through Nigeria, get it too. But yeah, you guys, let's vote the right people in as to our best. Oh my God, random, before we go, I'm super sorry. But I was seeing this thing where, like, I think MI said you guys were on there talking about the secure the tribe thing, but you haven't gotten your PVC. And then in the comments below on Twitter, some people were like, "And that is not the PVC that is going to change anything, blah blah blah." And okay, somebody was like, "Somebody was like, okay, then sit down and then keep complaining for the next 4 years." Like, it's just like when people say it's not going to change anything, it's not going to change anything, blah blah blah. Okay, but try. I think we in Nigeria just get stuck in this like helpless cycle that we just never come out of, and we just keep complaining and complaining but contributing to the problem even more. And I feel like not voting is a decision, to be very honest. But I also understand the situation of the country. I understand like everything, but at least get your PVC, you know.
Yeah, at least try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it from us this season, you guys. Bye.
Stay safe. Have an awesome week. Have an awesome year.
I will be back.
Happy Black History. It's a Black History.
Black History. Okay.
Happy Black History Month, y'all.